Outside the box, dreaming up new ideas every day. Today's topic is, I also have a dream. 50 years ago, on August 28, 1963, Martin Luther King Jr. had a dream and told the whole world what it was. Today, I also have a dream. And here it is. I have a dream that we can counteract the nightmare scenarios we face today. I have a dream that we will make sure everyone has their basic needs met and that no one needs to go without because some have more than enough. My dream is for an economy that treats everyone equally and provides enough for all, but not great excess to any. I have a dream that we will embrace the idea of human rights, not just in a political sense, but economic human rights as well. The 1948 Universal Declaration of Human Rights lists some of these: the right to enough food, clothing, shelter, health care, education, and access to productive work to meet those needs. Our problem is not resources. It's an unequal distribution of them. Some don't get enough, while others have way more than their fair share. I have a dream that we give everyone the same rewards for their contributions to each other and society, since all contributions are necessary and ought to be equally valued. Whether it's dirty or clean work, running an organization or business, raising a child, making laws, using the head or using the hands, volunteering, providing a service, or making a product. These are all contributions to our world. Some may be valued more than others, but all are valuable in their own way. Whether the person is paid or not, a CEO, a janitor, a celebrity, a farmer, woods worker, a nail pounder, a college professor, a grease monkey. In the economy, they are all the same. They should all be rewarded equally, whether in exchange for other basic needs items, or at $15 to $20 an hour, or some other agreed-upon flat rate living wage. My dream will require a change in our social and economic values. Instead of each of us being completely independent and on our own in succeeding or failing in the economy, we would instead be mutually dependent on each other. We would need to cooperate and to rise or fall together as a community, a country, and as a whole world. Gone would be jobs just to produce income, a get-rich capitalist economy, poverty and excessive wealth, advertising, consumerism, exploitation, and the influence of the almighty dollar. Instead, we would have people who are different, but have learned to share an economy and a community for mutual benefit. People who contribute what they can and get what they need. And a society that encourages the positive contributions of everyone. Of course, that's not my only dream. I also have a dream of people in the U.S. and around the world rising up to reclaim a safe and sustainable environment before we destroy it, to establish a live-and-let-live ethic that overcomes our quest for empire and domination, and to create a democratic social structure so that every person's views are valued, rather than where some people have much influence and others have little. What's your dream on this momentous anniversary? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to put my dreams into practice every day.